Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The roof's on fire! You're about to experience the most high-octane, pedal-to-the-metal controversial show of your life. Lightly, this station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, with America's favorite conservative rock star, direct from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas. What time is it? It's time for war! Here's your host, 100% raw truth, 100% American made, the warrior, Wayne Allen Root.
Wayne Allen Root, the Root's on fire. I'm back after a week off in beautiful Park City, Utah, with my lovely wife Cindy and my kids and her kids. Big family get together, nine of us in one house for a week, and had a great time. Love Park City, Utah. Some great hiking, some great restaurants. Sunshine every day, 75, 80 degrees every day, 50 at night. Amazing in the summers, and even nicer in the winter, by the way. Christmas time with the Christmas lights. Just an amazing place. And that would explain why 2 years ago when I looked at houses there, they were all $2 million and $3 million. Today, they're all $6 million and $8 million. That's right. In 2 years, houses in Park City, Utah doubled and tripled from $2 million and $3 million to $6 and $8 million. The entire United States ran away from big city crime and COVID lockdowns and masks and vaccine mandates. And they all moved to beautiful Park City, Utah. Those with no money moved to Idaho and Montana. And those with lots of money moved to Park City, Utah. Beautiful place. What do I want to say about what's happened while I'm gone? A couple of big things happened while I was gone. Number one, five doctors died in one city in a 3 or 4 day period. All young in Toronto, Canada. All after having gotten their fourth COVID injection. Fourth COVID injection. All the hospitals gave out the fourth injection, and all the doctors who you thought were smart, but in reality are sheep who don't know anything, who listen to government obediently, like black people getting syphilis shots, who naively thought the government was on their side. But the government was trying to kill them and see what would happen and how agonizing their death would be. Isn't the government nice? It's nice to black people, isn't it? You can understand that, why black people vote for Democrats for bigger government. Because it'll always work out so well for them. Or for you or me, either way. White, black, orange, green. How about the American Indian? Does government ever work out good for anybody? They lie to you and then they kill you or starve you or imprison you. Everywhere in the world, including America, government sucks. Government is evil. And so the Canadian government demands everybody get their fourth shot, their second booster, and doctors are dropping dead like flies. I got their pictures in front of me. I got their names in front of me. Five doctors in one city in a few days, all young, dropped dead. Their 30s, 40s, and 50s, all dropped dead. And then another doctor died, and I think it was Saskatchewan, Canada. So six doctors died in less than a week. Is that seen normally, you? All after getting their vaccine, but the vaccine has nothing to do with it. Oh, nothing at all. Matter of fact, while I was gone, the Toronto newspaper ran a story that was a hysterical reaction from a hospital in Toronto saying, we've seen the rumors on social media, and we can confirm that, yes, five young doctors did die in the past week, but it has nothing to do with the COVID vaccine. How could anyone spread such a terrible rumor? How could anyone spread such, quote-unquote, misinformation? Who would possibly blame the COVID vaccine? Only conspiracy theorists. Oh, yes, but we are confirming five young doctors all died in 1 week. Six, if you count Saskatchewan. Six doctors in 1 week in Canada died, all young, after getting vaccinated. Wait, I'm not done. 14 doctors have died. Let me see if I can find the time frame of that. Hold on. Here we go. Let's see if I can find it. I gotta look it up. I saw it earlier today. 14 doctors died. But I don't know. Oh, here it is. Right here. Got it. Dr. Sohab Luchmedial, a cardiologist in New Brunswick, Canada, died in his sleep, reportedly from a heart defect. He was 52. And the numbers, look at these doctors. Oh, my God. Dr. Candace Naiman, 27, dead. Dr. Sharilar Mazulman, 44, dead. Dr. Jacob Sawick, age 40, dead. Dr. Stephen McKenzie, age 60, dead. Dr. Lorne Siegel, 49, dead. Dr. Paul Hanan, 50, dead. Dr. I can't pronounce some of these names, Iranian, obviously. Baharian Bezdalizad, 40s, dead. Dr. Christopher Cole, 62, dead. Plastic surgeon, by the way. He looked good. He looked good for his funeral. Dr. Wilson Idami, 54, dead. Dr. Olivier Seifert, 58, dead. I got all the pictures in front of me. Dr. Jonathan Burns, 56, dead. Dr. Neil Singh Dalia, 48, dead. And Dr. Luchmedial, 52, dead. All these doctors, relatively very young, dead. And what a doctor says in this article is, I've been keeping track. It's 14 dead doctors in Canada in just the last few months. And they're all young. And in my entire career, the doctor says, 60-year career, I've never seen any young doctors die. Now they're all dropping dead. Do you think maybe the vaccine has something to do with it? Maybe? When is someone going to admit that maybe the vaccine has something to do with it? I mean, this is crazy. This is absolutely crazy. And here's another story. U.S. life insurance companies confirm that deaths have increased by an unimaginable 40% in 18 to 49-year-olds. By the way, those doctors I was quoting you, a lot of them were in their 30s, a lot were in their 40s, quite a few were in their 50s, and a few were in their 60s. But this is 18 to 49-year-old cutoff. Deaths have increased dramatically. Non-COVID unexplained sudden deaths in 18 to 49-year-olds up by 40%, according to life insurance companies that have to pay it out. And what does it mean? What does it mean that they're 18 to 49? They're so young. That's working age and also college age. Every college makes you get the vaccine. Even if it's going to kill you. They're killing people. This is insanity. And, you know, I was very careful in my story where I talked about 33 people I know since my wedding are either dead or badly, badly ill, terrible diseases, since my wedding 8 months ago, and all of them were vaccinated. And all the people at my wedding were unvaccinated. Nobody's sick and no one died. And when I say that, I never give out anyone's identity or name or anything like that, because I don't want to hurt anybody's feelings, and I don't want to invade anybody's privacy. So I've kept a record, but I don't tell anybody who I'm talking about. So let me keep this one very careful. Just let's just say a relative of mine, a very close relative who I love, because he's the greatest kid in the world. Just a great kid who's one of my relatives. 27 years old and just became a doctor. And, of course, had to get triple vaccinated to work at the hospital he works at as an intern, you know. Had to get triple vaccinated. I told him it was a mistake. I told him not to do it. He said, there's no choice. I can't be a doctor without it. Got his vaccines and wound up with tongue cancer. And so 3 days ago he had surgery and they cut half his tongue away. May never speak well for the rest of his life. They cut half his tongue out of his mouth. And that's the easy part, because up next is weeks of grueling chemotherapy and radiation. Do you really believe a 27-year-old doctor related to Wayne Root would have this happening to him if he had not been triple vaccinated? Do you really believe that? Because I don't believe it for a second. Not for a second. And no sooner I tell you this story, and I know I've got to get to the, you know, this tragic inflation reduction bill That'll be the rest of my show, by the way, is the Inflation Reduction Bill, which is the I love the IRS, and let's sick them on the United States, and let's put the Gestapo in all your lives, and let's hire 87,000 new IRS agents to harass and hound and intimidate and destroy your lives. That's what you're voting for when you vote Democrat, because they just passed it. 87,000 new scummy IRS agents to destroy your life. I'll get to that in a second. My God. And by the way, I'm even going to be really fair here. I don't know that any of these are bad people, but they're, see, I don't think people that work for government are by nature bad people. I think they just want a job. There aren't a lot of jobs out there. They want a job. Government job's great. You get a pension the rest of your life. So they get a job, and they get assigned to the IRS, and it's just like that study I told you about on this show right before my vacation. I told you there was a study I studied in college years ago, 40 years ago. They took kids that were all the same from the same college class, and they assigned half of them to put on a uniform with a badge and a gun and be a prison guard, and the other half to be a criminal. And they put the prison garb on them, and they put them in a cell. And they put them all together, and they put a camera on, and they watched how they interacted. And they were all friends and classmates in the same college class. But as soon as you made one a cop with a gun and a badge and a blue uniform, and the other one a criminal, they started to hate each other. And right before our eyes on the camera, they tried to kill each other. The cops started to beat the criminals. The criminals started to call the cops names. I think that these are all decent people with wives and families just like me and you, but as soon as you tell them you're the IRS and you have the power to destroy people's lives, that's their job, to destroy people's lives. And so government turns them evil and forces them to do bad things. And the Democrats love that, and they want to sick them on the middle class and small business to wipe out everybody that votes Republican. That's what I'll be talking about the rest of the show. This evil IRS destroy your life bill, destroy the middle class bill, destroy small business bill. And then I want to finish up with my thoughts on the COVID jab, because there's a new story out about the massive dramatic increase in cancer, including strange rare cancers after vaccine. Does that sound like tongue cancer, my good relative? Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Has anyone ever given you $15,000 in free silver? Well, then listen up. Did you know that you can buy physical gold and silver with your IRA, SEP IRA, or 401 retirement account? It's called the Taxpayer Relief Act of 1997. You know that inflation is exploding like never before in America's history. The U.S. debt is over $30 trillion. The dollar is about to lose its status as world reserve currency. A financial nightmare is coming. You can see it. That's why I recommend that you diversify with physical gold and silver. And the company that I recommend is Gold Gate Capital. I trust them. I buy from them. Gold Gate Capital sells physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or inside your IRA, 100% insured. They have hundreds of satisfied clients and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. If you're among the first 100 calls today and tell them Wayne Root sent you, they will give you up to $15,000 in free silver on your first order. Call now. 855-770-GOLD. 855-770-GOLD. That's 855-770-GOLD. Energized Health. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root for my great friends John and Chelsea Jubilee of Energized Health. Energized Health changed my life. I lost 25 pounds of fat, including the dangerous inner body visceral fat, and gained 10 pounds of muscle in only 88 days. Now, 18 months later, I look and feel fantastic. I'll be on this program for life because it's simple and easy. Go now to EnergizedHealth.com. That's EnergizedHealth.com. Click on the red button and watch the masterclass video. Then book a call with one of their amazing coaches. Their coaches are real people just like you and me. There's zero pressure. They'll share what they do and see if it makes sense for you. Plus, you'll learn how the correct blend of extra and intracellular hydration are the life game changer. Make sure you tell them that Wayne Root sent you, and you'll get the WAR 40% off decisive action discount. Your life will never be the same. Go now to EnergizedHealth.com. That's EnergizedHealth.com.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Raw and unfiltered.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Way down the root, the root, the root, the root's on fire. Welcome back to the show. Just shuffling through all of my live reads to find the right one for right now because they are the sponsor of the show. And they sponsor segment number one, Goldgate Capital. And all of you know the dollar's losing value, inflation's at an all-time high, and a lot of people feel going much higher. Gas prices at an all-time high, and a lot of people feel going much higher after the midterms. They're going lower at the moment because Biden has figured out a way to keep it down before the midterms. But the reality is it's going to go through the roof after the midterm. It's just like right now there's no lockdowns, right now there's no mask mandate, right now there's no vaccine mandate. If Democrats don't win, if Republicans don't win big in the midterms, if Democrats win in the midterms and hold the House and the Senate, I guarantee you there will be massive lockdowns, mask mandates, vaccine mandates coming down the pike as soon as the midterms are over. They're going to ruin this country. So let me tell you how to vote. But anyway, vote Republican like your life depends on it because it does, like your freedom depends on it because it does. But how bad could it get? We're in a recession. Everybody knows that. And that's why you got to diversify with physical gold and silver. And the company I recommend is Goldgate Capital. Goldgate Capital sells physical gold and silver. You could put in your IRA, SEP IRA, or have it delivered right to your door. 100% insured. They have an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. When it comes time to sell, Goldgate Capital makes it easy. They'll buy the metals back from you if you ever decide to sell. So call Goldgate Capital toll-free at 855-770-GOLD today. Tell them Wayne Hurd sent you. They'll give you up to $15,000 in free silver on your first order. Did you hear me? They will give you up to $15,000 in free silver on your first order. And they'll buy the metals back from you if you ever decide to sell. The one thing you can count on to protect what you've worked so hard for is physical gold and silver. So don't wait. Call Goldgate Capital now, toll-free, 855-770-GOLD, up to $15,000 in free silver possible on your first order, 855-770-GOLD. Tell them Wainwright sent you. So to go along with what I'm telling you about this tragedy going on, this travesty and tragedy going on in this country that really adds up to mass murder, Dr. Fauci recommending again, he knows what this vaccine is doing to everybody. See, you could even make the case that Fauci wasn't a mass murderer to start with because he didn't know. You could make that case. I don't agree with it, but you could say, you could argue he didn't know, he thought he was helping everyone with the vaccines. But now that the vaccines are killing so many people, and then he still says you've got to take the vaccine, or this fall and winter so many of you are going to die or unvaccinated. He is a effing liar, and he's killing people with his recommendations. And here's a story, again, I never heard of six doctors dying in a short period of time in one city, all young. I never heard of 14 doctors dying in one country in just the last couple months in Canada. I never heard of a mother dying in her sleep in front of her kids on a flight from Hong Kong to the United Kingdom. This just happened on Friday night. Left her family traumatized. Helen Rhodes, a midwife, she looks young, passed away unexpectedly. Here it is again, died unexpectedly, died suddenly, as her family was traveling from Hong Kong to embark on a new chapter living back in the UK. They spent 15 years in Hong Kong. She was found unresponsive. She was sleeping, and they couldn't wake her up. A few hours into the flight, and despite all efforts, she could not be resuscitated. This took place in front of her two young children and her husband, Simon John Rhodes. For the remaining 8 hours of the flight, Helen's broken children sat next to their mom in a breathless sleep until they landed at Frankfurt. Cause of her death remains unknown. You know, there's three things you hear all over America and all over the world now. Died unexplained, died suddenly, cause of death unknown. That's what, when they want to, you know, when they don't want to say COVID vaccine killed them, that's always the answer. Died suddenly, died unexpectedly, and we don't know why they died. Of course we know why they died. And by the way, it's never going to say on the certificate of death, it's never going to say cause of death vaccine. It's going to say heart disease, heart attack, cardiac arrest, myocarditis, stroke, blood clot. The list is long. Cancer. But it's all brought on by the COVID vaccine in so many of the cases. It's going on all over America. And so I didn't even get to it. I'll have to lead off hour number two with this turbo cancer story, where an incredible physician, doctor, scientist in Sweden, chief of pathology for 25 years, with a specialty in breast cancer diagnosis for the past 18 years. She's a female doctor, Dr. Ute Kruger. She studied thousands of autopsies and breast cancer samples. She knows everything about cancer and breast cancer. And she will tell you and break down the incredible dramatic increase in cancer since the vaccine came out, and the kinds of cancer, the rare kinds of cancer. I keep talking about heart attacks and heart disease and strokes and blood clots, but cancer is the huge, huge increase after the vaccines. It's going on right in front of all of you.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. Consumers aren't feeling confident about the housing market as inflation and high mortgage rates are pricing many home buyers out of the market. Fannie Mae revealed just 17% of folks surveyed last month said it's the right time to purchase a home. It hasn't been that low since 2011. The survey also finding out just 67% say it's a good time to put their home on the market. The president is promising ongoing federal support for flood-ravaged eastern Kentucky. After talking with affected residents in one neighborhood, Biden saying we're never going to give up. Never now, not ever. Olivia Newton-John, who gained worldwide fame for her starring role in Grease, has died at the age of 73. John had been battling breast cancer for years, her family releasing a statement on Facebook Monday. This is USA Radio News.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. You, the maraschino cherry. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Hey, y'all. Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires. Which means, always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are, you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
the root's on fire. Welcome back to the show. My first day back after a wonderful vacation in Park City, Utah. Had a great time. Feel energized right back in the ballgame to fight against the liberal scum and the evil murderers who are taking down our nation and the people of this country with that vaccine and their masks and their lockdowns, all of which will resume after the midterms if we don't win by a landslide. And just taking down the economy, causing inflation, causing massive recession, and now passing a bill that is like the kiss of all time for the IRS. We love you, we love you, we love you. Let's stick 87,000 new IRS agents on all the American middle-class people's lives and destroy all of you. They're like vampires. Democrat Party's like evil vampires out to suck all the money out of your bloodstream. Suck your neck, terrible people. Before I get to my guest, I want to mention the sponsor of this segment. Energized Health is run by my great friends John and Chelsea Jubilee. Energized Health changed my life. I lost 25 pounds of fat, almost all of it dangerous inner body visceral fat. Nobody ever saw any fat on me. I wasn't fat and never been fat a day in my life, but I lost 25 pounds of fat and gained 10 pounds of muscle in the first 88 days of the program, and now it's just under 2 years later. And I look and feel fantastic, and everywhere I go, people comment how good I look, how young I look, how healthy I look. So go to EnergizedHealth.com, EnergizedHealth.com. Click on the red button, watch the masterclass video, and book a call with one of their amazing coaches. Energized Health offering my fans the WAR 40% off decisive action discount. Learn about the perfect blend of extra and intracellular hydration, which are life game changers. Energized Health, 40% off. Just say WAR, 40% off when you say Wayne Root, energizedhealth.com, or call 888-444-8895, 888-444-8895. James Breslow is with us. He's become a regular guest on the show. He's an attorney in Los Angeles, host of the Hidden Truth Show podcast, op-ed contributor to the Epic Times. Enjoy all your columns very much, James. Welcome back to the Wayne Alla Root Show.
Good to talk to you again, Wayne. Welcome back. Glad you had a nice trip to Park City.
I did. I always get thrown by your bio says civil rights attorney. When I think of a civil rights attorney, I think of a raging liberal who's out to, you know, defend Black Lives Matter or something like that. Tell me what civil rights attorney means when it comes to James Breslow.
You're a civil rights attorney regardless of which side that you're on, whether you're defending or whether you're prosecuting, and I was always defending against allegations of race discrimination, sex harassment, this and that. This would be cases, you know, brought mostly by employees against companies, and I was always defending the company against the civil rights claim, hence being a civil rights attorney. I can tell you, just to summarize my 8-year career doing that, and in defending companies against, you know, wrongful termination and so on, alleged race discrimination, I didn't find a single case where I thought that there was any merit to somebody claiming that they were terminated based on their race, sex, religion. What I learned was, if you help a company make money, they keep you. If you don't help them make money, they get rid of you. Period. That's the calculus of 99.9% of companies out there, and that's why all these cases that I handled defending companies were all bogus. It was people that just weren't up to the task, and rather than having some self-reflection and recognizing they weren't up to the job, they blame it on something else.
Right. They automatically sue you because they got fired because they were incompetent, poor performance, whatever the word is. They suck, and they didn't do a good job, so they fire you, and then you turn around and use that to extort them for money. And I assume, by the way, in most of these cases, whether, you know, you win or lose, there's usually a settlement before it ever gets to trial, and the company pays them something usually to make them go away that they don't even deserve to get, but in most cases they get some money. Does that sum up a lot of these cases?
Well, you hit on one reason that I stopped doing it, because in 8 years of defending those cases, I never once, Wayne, not once went to trial. Which for a guy who likes to talk and so on, and, you know, I want to have a trial. I want to be in front of a jury. You know, that's fun to me. But, yes, the 99-whatever percent of the cases settle, because the truth is the dollar value of them is not extraordinarily high, yet the legal fees are very expensive. So, yes, these companies – hate to give anybody an idea out there, but they usually write $15,000 checks on situations like that.
Right. And by the way, my audience isn't impressed by $15,000 checks. It's okay to say that. Right? It's the losers in the world who vote Democrat who are, you know, thrilled to get a $15,000 check. Me personally, if you don't give me $1.5 million, it's not worth my time to worry about lawsuits and going after people. So who cares about a $15,000 check?
At least it was 15 when I practiced. That was 20 years ago. So
yeah, now it's probably 50. Yeah.
The other angle I'll tell you is that it wasn't always about money for these people. It really was them not being able to accept. It was like a self-confidence thing. They couldn't accept that they weren't up to the task, and they assume it must be something other than them was the reason. It must have been my race, my sex, my religion, etc. Anyway, right. He gave me a very good perspective on allegations of race discrimination because, for the most part, you know, racism is far, far less than a lot of people, of course, would like to say.
Less prevalent. Of course it is. And by the way, I grew up, I don't know if you know this about me, James, I grew up a white Jewish kid in an all-black, in a majority black town, and went to all-black middle school, all-black high school. And I remember four times in my youth, four, most people have never had this happen once in their lifetime, four times in my youth I was pulled over by police and they put guns on me. Four times I've had guns on me, get your hands up or we'll blow you away, you mother effer, and it's cops with a gun aimed at my head four times in my youth. And if I was black, I would automatically say, see, there's the proof it's a racist nation. Cops only do that to black people. But because I'm white, what was the excuse? And the answer is, well, I was in a very rough town. The definition of a inner city neighborhood with majority minorities, it's a rough, crime-ridden town in a crime-ridden neighborhood in a crime-ridden school. So cops are nervous in a crime-ridden neighborhood, and they see someone or see something or see a card they think was involved in a crime. If they're suspicious, they pull you over and they take the gun out right away. So I'm a white kid who's had guns pulled on me four times by cops. What's my excuse? I can't say this excuse because I'm white. But if I was black, it would be, oh my God, it's racism in America. So it's the same thing as you're talking about with employers. If you fire me and I'm white, what am I going to say? But if you fire me and I'm a black, oh, it's because I'm black. That's the problem with America is people can't accept that they just weren't up to the job. I'm with you. All right, let's go on with the more important point here, which is your column that California is so insane that they're going to spend $54 billion with a B to lower the Earth's temperature. Didn't someone tell them it's just one state, one country, America, has no effect on climate change, let alone one state? How could California have an effect on the climate of the Earth?
Yeah, well, that's what I like to have people at home do this little science experiment where take out a globe and then find California on the globe and then imagine that that little piece of the globe stopped emitting whatever it's emitting into the huge atmosphere that surrounds the globe and imagine that having any bit of difference to anything. And obviously, in my very scientific experiment there, proves that clearly it would have zero impact. The only thing that could have an impact, and, you know, we don't need to go down the whole rabbit hole as to whether or not we should be doing anything. I don't think we should be doing anything at all as a globe. But if we were to do anything, clearly it needs to be done in conjunction with other major countries, especially China. China has nothing to do with what California is doing. And, in fact, about 30% of the pollution in California comes from China. So that is where the major problem is for California's pollution.
Right. So California's going to spend $54 of California taxpayer money. They're going to waste $54 billion, and it's a speck in the ocean. It will have no effect whatsoever on lowering Earth's temperature. Why are they doing this?
You know, this is the progressive dream. You know, you could debate what the real reason is, but I always come back to, and you know, controlling capitalism. That's the only thing that really passes the smell test for me. Anytime you see these insane policies coming from the left that just make no sense, is they just hate capitalism. They hate the strength of California or the U.S. economy and so on. Anything they can do to bring us down a peg or two, that they're going to do it. And this is bringing government in to control private industry and basically bring the U.S. I mean, I can't think of any other explanation for it. I mean, Can you?
One OPM. In other words, everything's other people's money. They wouldn't do it with their own money. They only do it with other people's money. So it's easy to be benevolent with someone else's money. You know, I wish I had my hands in a cookie jar and I could just steal the money and give it out to all kinds of good causes. And then I could say, Wayne Root is such a philanthropist. But it's painful to give your own money. You know, if you make $1 million and you give 900,000 of it away, you'd be a really good person. I never met anyone who does that, who gives away 90% of their money to charity. But when you're a politician, James, you can give billions away, and that's nothing to do with you, and yet you get the credit for it. So I think to some extent that's another big factor. It's other people's money. That's easy.
Yeah. Makes them feel good about themselves, that they're saving Mother Earth.
And they're heroes. But, you know, they're heroic.
Now this isn't just a California thing, because this new Inflation Reduction Act apparently has all kinds of crazy climate change things associated with it. I haven't dug into that, but if you read, you go Google the California Climate Commitment, you'll see all the ridiculous stuff that they're spending money on in that document. This is the California Blueprint for its climate commitment. And I assure you, a lot of the same stuff is in this bill that just passed the Congress today.
All right, we're going to take a quick break, and then we're going to come back with more with James Breslow, because he's written so many great articles, and I want to dig into a bunch of them that are in all kinds of publications, including Epoch Times. He writes for many different publications, and they're always good articles, because they're the kind of issues I talk about in this show, about the Democrats' attempt to destroy the United States, to destroy the U.S. economy, to destroy capitalism, to destroy Western civilization. James, a good guy, one of the few attorneys I can say that about. And we'll be back with more with James Breslow. By the way, I want to mention before I forget, a thank you to Lee Elsie, who held down my microphone and this seat for 5 days while I was gone in Park City, Utah. He did a great job for the whole week. I heard from many fans, and Chris, my associate producer, and Andrew, my executive producer, that Lee Elsie did a great job. Thank you, Lee. This is Wayne Allyn Root. Has anyone ever given you $15,000 in free silver? Well, then listen up. Did you know that you can buy physical gold and silver with your IRA, SEP IRA, or 401 retirement account? It's called the Taxpayer Relief Act of 1997. You know that inflation is exploding like never before in America's history. The U.S. debt is over $30 trillion. The dollar is about to lose its status as world reserve currency. A financial nightmare is coming. You can see it. That's why I recommend that you diversify with physical gold and silver. And the company that I recommend is Gold Gate Capital. I trust them. I buy from them. Gold Gate Capital sells physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or inside your IRA, 100% insured. They have hundreds of satisfied clients and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. If you're among the first 100 calls today and tell them Wayne Root sent you, they will give you up to $15,000 in free silver on your first order. Call now. 855-770-GOLD. 855-770-GOLD. That's 855-770-GOLD.
Mike Lindell loves the radio listeners, and now Mike Lindell and MyPillow are offering you buy one, get one free extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Great stuff available right now at very special savings. Buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel sets, roll and go anywhere MyPillows, and so much more. Not just for the adults, but for the kids. I love my roll and go pillows. They're right by my recliner. And of course, I have the bed sheets and more that I use every day. Go to MyPillow.com/radio specials. Use promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175. Don't miss this incredible buy one, get one free extravaganza and get a free copy of Mike Lindell's book. MyPillow.com/radio specials, promo code USA.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter.
The smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Raw and unfiltered.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Well, producer Chris here, way down on Root Hall and Unfiltered. Back with our guest. It is 52 minutes after the hour. So, hey, buddy, we're on the air, and it's 53 minutes after the hour now. You want to go ahead and take it over from here?
I was in a very interesting conversation. Sorry about that.
How's Bubba?
Bubba's great. I wasn't talking to Bubba, but that's okay. All right. We're back with Wayne L. Root and James Breslow, civil rights attorney in Los Angeles, host of the Hidden Truth, the show podcast, op-ed contributor to Epic Times, among many others. Where else have I seen your articles, James? I know you get around.
Fox News and WND.
All right, WND, WorldNet Daily. I'm on there every Friday, matter of fact. So good places to be. I was on Fox News all the time. I was actually their number one guy for many, many years, like for a 10-year period. I had the most and the most popular and the most traffic to my my columns at FoxNews.com of anybody they ever had. I think one of them was the most of all time. And they just have banned me from Fox News because I guess, well, first they banned me because I was on Newsmax TV as the main host with the number one show. So that got Fox pissed off. And then they just don't like the things I say about Islam or about COVID shots or about stolen elections. I think all of it now competes with Fox News and their views. So I'm not allowed on Fox News anymore. It's just amazing. Anyway,
yeah, they seem sensitive about stolen election for some reason.
And sensitive about COVID vaccines because they were paid millions of dollars by Pfizer and other companies to not allow a single guest to ever discuss it. Quite amazing. In the history of news.
Didn't know about that.
Yep, they all admitted it. Newsmax, Fox News, even the conservative networks and all the liberal networks, CNN, MSNBC, ABC, NBC, CBS, all were paid millions and millions of dollars by Big Pharma to never allow a single host or guest to say anything bad about the vaccines or ever report on the vaccine deaths. Just amazing. They took the money and they shut up and let their own viewers die. It's just an incredible scandal. Let's talk about, we were talking a second ago about California insanely spending $54 billion to lower the Earth's temperature. But now I want to talk about Newsom is literally conspiring with Biden to implement a radical open border plan. So once again, California is doing things that make no sense. And if they do it in California, I don't care. But if they do it to the whole country and they screw the whole country, that's different. And so what is Newsom doing to conspire with Biden to radically open the border? I think everyone will want to hear this.
Yeah, well, he's offering immigrants. He very proudly announced as part of our new big spending budget. You know, we had a big surplus this past year, in part because we got so much money from the federal government due to COVID kickbacks that we got this big surplus. We shouldn't have
in California. Right now. We, when you say we, you mean California?
Yeah. California, yeah. So he's spending like a drunken sailor. You know, the $54 billion on climate change, and then he's spending on the other favorite issue of the left, which is open borders. So he's spending big time on open borders, offering free health care and free food stamps to illegals. And these aren't people that, you know, are the children of illegals. These aren't people that have been here working for 5 years and 10 years paying taxes. No, there's zero qualification for this. You come across our border today, and we're welcoming you with health care and food stamps. And that's, of course, on top of, you know, all the other things that we've already been providing in the past, including free education and so on. But, you know, anytime there's ever been talk of some type of negotiated deal on immigration reform, right, it's been a pathway to citizenship along with securing the borders, right? It's always that type of a compromise. Here, they're just our border has never been more wide open. And they're just handing all the benefits of being a legal U.S. resident slash citizen in the U.S. and handing them to them as they come across. That's the plan. So basically, Newsom lures them with all of these offers of free stuff, and Biden opens the door and lets them right on in.
It's incredible, and California is like, you know, about to collapse, like the big one hits, you know, it's like it seems like the whole state's just gonna fold into the Pacific and just go on down to hell. That's what it seems like to me. It's like hell is opening up and California's gonna fall in, because I've never seen such insane policies and reckless and hateful, self-hating, suicidal policies in my life as the policies of California. It's an entire state that hates the American people and hates itself and wants to see itself destroyed. And that's where I found at Columbia, James. I went to Columbia University. All the kids there were like Californians. They weren't, but I'm saying they were like Californians today. They believed in, they hated white people, were all evil, and they were all whites. They hated themselves. They hated America. They're Americans. They hated themselves. Many of them were Jews. I'm Jewish. Many of my classmates were Jewish, and they proudly waved Palestinian flags. So they hated Judaism, even though they were Jews. They hated Israel. It's like everything that they should love, they hate. And that was what Columbia reminded me of. Isn't that what California reminds you of?
Yeah. Oh, by the way, you hit on something, because, you know, you wonder, why does the left hate Israel so much? And my theory, again, is it goes back to capitalism. That is a functioning democracy, free market system that is doing well amongst all these others in the Middle East that aren't doing well. And that's why they don't like Israel, because otherwise it makes no sense. Why would Jews be supporting Palestinians? But it goes back to the whole hating capitalism and Marxism philosophy of the oppressor.
Well, and
oppressor.
And guilt. You've heard of Jewish guilt, right? We're very big on guilt. The Jewish people are very guilty. Wayne Root has no guilt at all. I have no guilt, but the average Jewish person is so guilty. They were born in the greatest country ever, and they've been successful, and they've made it, and they don't need food stamps or welfare. So they want to give all the money away because they feel such tremendous guilt that they're not poor and their life doesn't suck. It's incredible. James Breslow, we got to run. Great guy. And look for his columns, Hidden Truth Show podcast, columns in Epic Times.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
1630.